When I was a kid in a country town, I'd nothing better to do. I'd detour around by the railway bridge on my way home from school. Leaning over the bridge with my chin in my hands, too young to be wondering why, I'd wait what seemed hours for the signal to change, wait for a train to go by. The lure of the footplate, churning of rods, straining to places unknown. Fog in November, smoke in the cold air, and the faraway steam whistle moan. Bathing my eyes in the warmth of the lights, as up the track she would fly, I'd get home late, they'd ask, where have you been? I'd say, watching the trains go by. Saturday lunchtime, some days in the spring, with the sky an implacable blue, collecting the numbers of castles and kings, it's all we'd want to do. Perspective of steel cut through frostbitten green, just went on to a faraway end. And I always felt sad at the Canary's taillight as she'd disappear round the bend. Now trains, meantime tables, luggage and waiting rooms, leaving the people I love. The pounding of diesels, the A to B run, perspective has subtly moved. Tonight I am free, and the rails are still endless, if I had the fare to ride. But I stand on a footbridge in the heart of the city, watching the two trains go by.